Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, on this first Sunday of a new year, when we look back over the past 12 months, all we can say is God has been so merciful and good to us. One thing for sure is that over the past 12 months, we all have failed God and missed the mark of total obedience to Him. And preachers, if we be totally honest with ourselves today, we all must admit that we have missed the mark so much that it would be useless for us to try and recount the number of misses that we have. But thank God for His grace and His mercy that He has extended to all of us. You know, my brothers and sisters, if God used the three strikes and you're out to govern our relationship with Him, we all would be in trouble today. Aren't you glad that God is long-suffering and patient with us and is not the God of only three chances, but He is the God of another chance? Listen to me good. There were circumstances and situations that we all faced and encountered in the year 2019 that could have made us all lose hope. Some of the trying situations and some of the trying circumstances that we faced in 2019 were a direct result of our own disobedience to God's will for our lives. In other words, in 2019, some of us chose to rebel. We chose to lean to our own understanding and not acknowledge God in all our ways. We chose to run in the opposite direction that God commanded us to go in. And like the disobedient prophet Jonah, we ended up in a storm, swallowed up by God's righteous judgment, and forced to get real with ourselves about our real spiritual condition. But then, my brothers and sisters, there were some of us who faced some trying situations and circumstances over the past 12 months that were not a direct result of disobedience to God, but were for the testing and the building up of our faith. I've learned, Fred, that it is through the furnace scenarios of life, it's through the furnace that causes us to mature in our faith walk with God. It is in and through the hard times of life that the believer is purified. It is through the struggle that God prepares the believer for promotion to the next level of spiritual grace. So on this first Sunday of the new year, I'm here to declare to you, my brothers and sisters, that we all have something to thank God for. We can thank him for his mercy that he has applied to our personal life accounts over the past 12 months. We can thank him for his patience with us, which is demonstrated by his willingness to look beyond our multiple faults and still bless us with what we need. We can thank him for allowing into our lives the circumstances and the stuff that makes us grow up and mature in him. The Apostle Paul, in our text this morning, lays out some principles to the believers at Philippi, and not only to them, but to even us today, that will help us to start out this new year with a right attitude. Lean up and tell your neighbor, a right attitude. Now, in order for us to start out this new year with the right attitude, the first principle that Paul would have us to learn is this. We need to learn the principle of forgetting our past. Tell your neighbor, forget your past. The Apostle Paul in verse 13 says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead." My brothers and sisters, memory or the ability to be able to remember is a gift given to us by God. However, though memory is a gift given to man by God, your memories can serve as your friend or as your enemy. Am I right about it? The Apostle Paul had a dreadful past, and it could have easily haunted him for the rest of his life if he allowed it to. The Apostle Paul, y'all remember Paul, don't you? He persecuted the church of Jesus Christ. He used his authority to kill Christians and said of himself that he was the chief of sinners. The Apostle Paul could have allowed his past to imprison him for the rest of his life. He could have walked around all of his life with this tremendous burden of guilt crippling him. He could have said, "There is no hope for me." He could have thought that he was too bad or done too much wrong to ever be used by God for anything. But the Apostle Paul is telling us today that we can turn our past sins and failures, we can turn them over to God and start moving forward to what is ahead. Oh, Lord, thank you. Paul is telling us that we don't have to continue to live as victims to our past mistakes and our past failures. Lead over and tell your neighbor, don't be a victim any longer. Paul tells us that we need to adjust our attitude and choose not to live the balance of our lives imprisoned by the guilt of past mistakes, but to ask God to move us beyond our past. Just think about it. If the Apostle Paul would have not adjusted his attitude in regard to his past failures and mistakes prior to his conversion, he would have never become the great missionary and apostle for God that he went on in his future to become. Too many of us dwell too much on our past failures, on our mistakes, and sin that we become spiritually paralyzed, unable to live productively for God. Am I right about it? Some of us, day after day, worry about when or if our private sin will be publicly exposed, which causes us day after day to live constantly in fear. But the Apostle Paul tells us today that if we want to see and experience the freedom that comes from knowing God, we must move past our failure and move into triumph. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Listen to me good. Our greatest glory is not demonstrated in the fact that we never fall. But our greatest glory is demonstrated in the fact that through the power of a forgiving God, He can raise us back up every time that we fall. Am I having any witnesses? Paul says, but one thing I do. Paul says to us that this is a must. You and I must forget what is behind. Forget the mistakes, forget the failures, forget the things you did in 2019. And strain for that which is ahead. Now, Paul lets us know that what is ahead for us in 2020 is not easily reached. Paul says that he is straining toward the goal which is ahead of him. And I'm here as your pastor to let you know that living a life of constant obedience to God is not an easy life. Am I right about it? Listen, even though we have the Holy Spirit of God living within us, who is our helper, we also are still in the flesh. And the flesh wars against the spirit. Because of the flesh, it is a strain. Tell your neighbor, it's a strain. Often to choose to do what is right, it's a strain to present our bodies as living sacrifices. It is a strain to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. I'm saying, New Providence, it is a strain to love those that hate you and do good to them who despitefully use you. It's a strain to trust in the Lord with all our heart. And sometimes it is a strain to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Am I right about it? But the Apostle Paul tells us that even though it is a strain, we as believers must continue to strain ahead. The Apostle Paul teaches us the principle today of forgetting our past. But he would also have us learn on this first Sunday that not only must you forget your past to have the right attitude for 2020, he says also you must learn how to keep your focus. Tell your neighbor, keep your focus. Paul says in verse 14, he says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Is that what your book says? Paul knew and realized that life is full of distractions. And even Paul understood that if he was not careful, that he himself could lose focus of the goal in which God had called him to. Paul had been a Christian at this time for many years. Yet he spoke these words, which tells us that we can never let our guard down and feel that we have spiritually arrived to total conformity to Christ. That is the goal that Paul is alluding to. He's alluding to be totally conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. Paul says to the Philippian believers and to us that he himself has not attained this goal after all the things he suffered for the cause of Christ. Paul says that even he had to learn how to keep his focus on the goal. As I get ready to go to my seat, somebody might be asking, Pastor Wood, what causes a believer to lose his or her focus? Can I tell you some things? Number one is lack of exposure to the Word of God. If you only pick up your Bible on Sunday morning to bring it to you with you to church, you are going to be one of those Christians that it's easy for you to lose your focus. What else, Pastor Wood? I'm glad you asked me. What causes us to lose our focus? Lack of prayer. If the only prayer that you pray is thank you, Lord, for the food which I'm receiving right now for the nourishing of my body, you are one of those Christians who are subject to lose their focus. What else, Pastor Woodgo, calls a Christian to lose focus? Not only lack of exposure to the Word of God, not only lack of prayer, but how about lack of Christian fellowship? Lean on and tell your neighbor, I love church. You know why I love church? Because it's a place of Christian fellowship. Why is it? I don't understand. Y'all help me out. If we have a headache, we still show up to work. But the same headache will keep us from, come on, somebody. Come on. Some of us have not yet understood that this power, when you come together with other believers, oh, Lord, have mercy. Anybody ever come to church not feeling well, but because of the Christian fellowship and because of the singing and because of the worship and the praise, you leave better than what you were? What else, Pastor Wood? I'm almost finished. Causes us to lose our focus? I said it was lack of exposure to the Word of God, lack of prayer, lack of Christian fellowship. How about this one? Too much fellowship with the world. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Too much fellowship with the world. Now I know it's none of my business what you do. But as a believer, if you're spending more time with worldly things, how many of you were at the club last night? Just raise your hands and witness. God, I was there last night. I just got in this morning, but I still came to church. The Bible says as believers, we ought to let our light so shine before men that they will what? See our good works and in turn glorify God. If the world is watching your Friday and Saturday night worship, oh Lord have mercy. Then when you tell them you need to come to church with me, they ain't trying to listen to that. Lastly, what else will cause a believer to lose their focus? When a believer gets caught up in the success of life, they can lose their focus. Wait a minute, y'all. In other words, you don't have to work on Sunday, but you work it anyway to make extra money. Oh, come on now. Y'all heard how I said that, right? If you don't have to work, but you keep volunteering to work, in order to try to so-called get ahead, you'll find yourself eventually working all the time and losing your spiritual focus. How many of y'all know that all the money that you have, God can put a hole in your pocket? As soon as you put it in your pocket, it go out. But as I end this sermon, I don't know about you, but on this first Sunday of 2020, I need an attitude adjustment. I need an attitude adjustment. I need a right attitude. I'm determined to forget the past. And somebody in here needs to stand with me and say, Pastor Wood, I'm forgetting my past. I'm not going to allow my past to imprison me, to enslave me any longer, to keep me in bondage. I know I messed up in the past, but the past is behind. Some of us need to stop listening to those folk that always bring up our past. You know what you ought to tell them? If any man be in Christ, he is a... I know I messed up in the past, but I'm a new creature. Move past your past. Strain ahead. For your future. And keep focused on the goal that God has called you heavenward to in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lean over and tell your neighbor, I'm determined to be a better disciple for Christ in 2020.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. And be blessed.